Today's shir is L'Zeichen Nishmas Rabbi Yehuda Leibner of Shmuel. Today's shir is Masechta Megillah Daf Chaf Hei. We will begin on the last words on the Amid, the last word on the Amid, on Daf Chaf Dalad Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer, if somebody says Yivrecha Toivim, that when he's davening, he says that only the tzaddikim are people who are worthy to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank it. Bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But of course we know that that's inaccurate because everybody has the right to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the contrary, the Gemara in Masechta the Krisis, Dav Vav Amabez, says that Rav Shimon Chasida said, Kol Tanis, any Tanis aimed by Pashi Yisrael, that we don't have included in that Tanis people who are don't act the way they're supposed to act, ain't a tainus, is not considered a tainus. And the Gemara brings a raya, because we know the power of the Ketoris. And as much as we know the power of the Ketoris, the power of the Ketoris to affect kapara, one of the spices that was included in the Ketoris, one of the ingredients was the chalboina, that which had a not such a great odor. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach us that all of Klal Yisrael are important when we in our tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat that I saw is that if somebody says Yivrecha Toivim, there's sort of an indication as if there are two Hashems, and you're saying there's one Hashem that the Toivim, that the good people daven to. And there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they're not such great people daven to, which of course is totally unacceptable in our religion. And therefore it's, or, says the Mishnah, if somebody says, Agan Tzipa Yegir Achamecha, again, speaking that only, we know there's a mitzvah of Shluach HaKan, that if somebody finds a mother, Kikari Kan Tzipa Fenecha, you have a bird nest, and there's the mother and the baby. Send away the mother. And if you indicate that you're saying this, you say that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis on the birds, so too should he have rachmanis on us. Or if somebody says, Atoiv Yizochah Shmecha, what you do good, we recall you. Maidim, maidim. Or he says Moedim twice, and the Gemara will explain all of these halachas. In all of these halachas, the halach is Mishatkenoisoi. We tell him that this type of tefillah is unacceptable. So as Rashi explains, the definition of Moedim Moedim is that he says the Moedim twice. He says Moedim twice as he's davening. So Rashi also seems to indicate when he's bowing down, what's going to be the halacha? I saw the Paiskum discuss if he didn't bow down both times, but he said Moedim twice. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Chof Aleph Sif Katan Hey tells us that even though Rashi says that he bowed down twice, it doesn't change the halacha, and that the halacha is that even if he didn't bow down twice, the halacha will remain the same, that Meshat Gnoisoi, as we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shem soon in the Gemara. Continues the Mishnah. Hamchana bar Rayas. If somebody learns the parsha that the Torah discusses about a Rayas, about the unacceptable relationships, and he says that they're not to be taken literally, but the reason that the way to understand them is that they're there just to say that you're not allowed to speak badly about your relatives. Again, Meshat Gnoisoi, we tell him that he has to remain quiet. Because the reason is, the Torah is very clear what it means. The Torah is very clear that it speaks about these type of relationships. And one has no right to modify what it says in the Torah. Haimer, umazarach l'sitin lava l'moylech. We know that the Torah speaks about they had a type of avodah zarah in those times where there would be a flame and people would, rachmanot zlan, pass their children through that flame, and as a way of worshiping the Avodah Zarah. And if somebody says that we should not understand the pasuk literally, that Zarach leshitin la'av l'moylech, as we just explained it, but he says leshitin la'abra bar miyosoi, don't have relations with a non-Jewish woman, because that will cause that the child that's born will be a non-Jew. Again, again, he's changing what the Torah says. Not only is he changing what the Torah says, but the Torah gives a specific punishment for having relations with a woman who's not for zarach leisitin lahav lemoylech. It's not the same punishment as for somebody who has relations with a non-Jewish woman. By saying that that's the pshat in the pasuk, what he has done is he's going to give the person the wrong punishment, which of course we have no right to do. So begins the Gemara. We understand, says the Gemara, if somebody says bishlam and maidim maidim, if somebody says maidim twice, why we mshat can I say? The mechzik shtei reshuyos. By saying it that way, you seem to be indicating that you believe that the chas v'shalom two gods, which is of course totally unacceptable. Similarly, if somebody says atoy yizocha shemachanami, because the mashma, what you're saying is atoy in v'ra aloy, that we only speak to Kadosh Baruch, we only thank Hashem for what He does good and not bad. If it's tanan, yet we've learned in the Masech the Brachos Daf Nun Dalar Man Aleph, chayv Adam levarach al ra. We believe that everything that happens from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And since everything that happens for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have to recognize and bless him no matter what happens. Ela can't see piyagi rachamecha. But if somebody says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you showed mercy on this bird, have rachmanis on us as well. Ask the Gemara, my tama, why is that unacceptable? Answers the Gemara, pleaded by Trey Maroi Marova. Says the Gemara, it's machloikus amaroyim in Eretz Yisrael. Who were the two amrim? Rabbi Yosef bar Oven, Rabbi Yosef bar Zvida. Charam abnei shematul kina b'masim bereishis. Because he's quoting as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has rachmanis on birds. And he's causing jealousy in the creation of the world, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu only is concerned about birds and no one else. Charam abnei shoysim midosim shakadosh baruch hu rachmim. He's saying that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do something is to show mercy, but our attitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eina Ela Gzeiris. We have to accept that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because we everything we have to do that we have to do because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. And as the Meiri explains, the Meiri says, if we're going to take this attitude, then we're going to say, well, we can't eat meat, because eating meat involves shechting the animal. And we know that we are allowed to eat meat. The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, decides what we should do without what we shouldn't do. And as the Sefer Chinuch explains, that of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Rachmim. As we say, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachmim, Af Atohei Merachim. The Pasuk says, V'alachta B'drachov. We have to follow in the ways of Hashem. And the Medrash says, what does that mean? Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu has so much mercy, so too must we show mercy. But what we have to understand is that we learn mercy from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but that's not why we follow a mitzvah. The reason we follow a mitzvah is because a Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to follow a mitzvah. And says the Gemara, Hahida Nachas the Kamei the Rabbi. There was somebody who was the Baal Tefillah where Rabbi lived. Vamar, and during his Tefillah, he said, Ata chasta akan tzipur, you have rachmanis on the birds. Ata chus v'rachem aleinu. And he said, have rachmanis on us well. Amar Rabbi kama yoda amar rabbanan l'rutsui l'morei. When this person said this Tefillah, so Rabbi made a comment, this person really knows how to speak properly about a Kadosh Baruch Hu and get that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should have rachmanis on us. Amalei Abaya, so Abaya said to Rabbi, but we, Mashat Kanoiso Tanan, we just learned that you're not supposed to speak that way. Answers the Gemara of Rabbah. Certainly, Rabbah knew the Mishnah that we just learned. And why did Rabbah do this? L'chadudi l'abayahu d'bar. So the posh pshat in the Gemara is that Rabbah wanted to test Abaya and see if Abaya remembered the Mishnah. So the Mashal makes a point in Masechta Brachos that even if somebody says something improperly in the tefillah, we should wait until he finishes davening, until Meshat Gnosoi. The Tzlach disagrees. And the Tzlach says Meshat Gnosoi means that as soon as he says it, even if he's in the middle of the tefillah, Meshat Gnosoi. So the Mefarshim are troubled with this Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbah L'chadudi L'abaya. Rabbah wanted to test Abaya. So the question is, even if we'll say that that's understandable, that he wanted to test Abaya, how do we understand that he wanted to test him with something which is an explicit Mishnah? Certainly, Abaya was well aware of any explicit Mishnah. And therefore, it's difficult to understand what the Gemara means when it says, L'chadude Abaya, that this is the way he wanted to test him. So the Shas HaChus Binyan Yitzin answers that the reason we Meshat Gnosoi, the Gemara just offered a number of explanations. And one of the explanations the Gemara offered is because Matal Kinab Masa Bereshis. You're causing jealousy, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has Rachmanis on birds, but not on anything else. But this person who was the Baal Tefillah did not single out the birds. What he did was, he said, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on the birds, by the mitzvah of Kan Tzipor, so too does he have Rachmanis. Does he show his Rachmanis by the mitzvah of Oysav Espinoi? So he was not singling out the birds. So maybe under certain circumstances, we would be allowed to speak that. But told him, and Rabbah wanted to see how Abai would react. So the answer, so Rabbah told him, once our Mishnah says that we're not allowed to say it under any circumstances, you weren't allowed to say it, even if you were including the other situations like Oysav Espinoi as well. The Tzlach has a different pshat. What the Tzlach's pshat is that our Mishnah says, Al Kan Tzipor Yagio Rachamecha. That's all the words of our Mishnah. But if you look in the words of this Talmud, or this person, he said, Kein chus atachas tzinkat zipor atachus v'rachim aleinu. So maybe if you add the words atachus v'rachim aleinu, that should be permitted. So that's why Rabbah wanted to test Abaya. How will he react? Does he realize that you're not allowed to say it under any circumstance? Another pshat, very similar pshat. The Veheye Bracha says that if a person says it, he was under the circumstances, if somebody's saying it, that and you'll believe that that's the entire purpose of the mitzvah. The entire purpose of the mitzvah is just to cause that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should have Rachmanis on us, which of course is not true. The purpose of the mitzvah is because we're supposed to do mitzvahs because we're supposed to do mitzvahs. And therefore, this Talmud, this person who damned as the Shliach Tzibur, knew that Rabbah knows that a person doesn't do a mitzvah with trying to understand why he's supposed to do a mitzvah. A person does a mitzvah that because the person's supposed to do a mitzvah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do the mitzvah. And in order to stop making that mistake, so now Rabbah wanted to ask Abaya, if we know why we're supposed to do the mitzvah, are we allowed to say this? And that was what he wanted to test. And of course, he told him that we're not allowed to say what Chazal told us we're not allowed to say. Says the Gemara, Ha'ud Anach Kamei Reb Chanina. There was somebody who was about to feel in front of Reb Chanina. V'amar Hakel, Agod L'Agiba V'Anoira, Ha'adeh V'Chazak V'Amitz. He used all these words of praise on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei, Reb Chanina said to him, Sayim Tinu L'Shvachei D'Morach, have you completed saying all of the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, Hashtahani Tlosa, we say in the Shemana Esrei, Ha'Gadol Agiba V'Anoira. Ilav, the Kasvina Moshe Bereisa, if not that Moshe Rabbeinu had used those words in the description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. V'asu Knesset Gedolah v'teknenu. And the Knesset Gedolah, when they established the Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei, added, it said that we should say those words. Anan loy amrin elhu. We would not have the right to say anything more than what the Torah says, what Chazal tell us to say. V'at amrit kulei hai. And you're trying to say all of this. Moshal Adam, how do I understand this? So how is this situation to be understood? He said the way to understand the situation is Moshal Adam Shahoyloi Elif Alfil from Dimrizov. He had thousands and thousands of gold pieces. And they speak about the silver that he has. That is not praising him. That's on the contrary, demeaning him, not speaking about all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. Lav Gunaihu. So only allowed to say what Chazal said. So Rav Haigoin says that even though our Gemara is very specific, that we're not allowed to say more than what Chazal told us we're allowed to say, that's only by tefillah. But the Pnei Yeshua asks, our Gemara just said that he was challenged by saying, Samtinu l'shvach demarech, did you finish all of the praise of Hashem? Isn't that, asked the Pnei Yeshua, an indication that we're not allowed to speak that way? So the Pnei Yeshua says that we find many places that the Pasuk praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know it says in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, L'cho Hashem HaGdula V'Agvura HaTferes V'Hanetzav HaHoid, with which we say it. Moshe Rabbeinu said the Yud Gemel Midas Shel Rachmim. So we do see that by Tefillah, we have to follow the order and the Nusach that the Anshei Knesset HaGdol established. And we have no right to change that Nusach. When it's not tefillah, the halacha is we're allowed to say it. The Beis Yosef says a different pshat. The Beis Yosef says that tefillah has a very specific system attached to it. We begin the tefillah by saying, Keil HaGod L'Gibbe V'Anayra. We don't ask for anything at that point of the tefillah. We just start by speaking about the praise of Hashem. Chazal knew, says the Beis Yosef, what is the proper introduction to tefillah that we should be able to continue with our bakashas. So therefore, we have to say it the way Chazal taught us to say it. But when it's not in that setting, we're not limited with those bakashas. And since we're not limited to those bakashas, we have a right to add as we want. The Rambam, however, in the Mara and the Vilchim, disagrees. And the Rambam says that we should not praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any other way that we find Chazal praised them. And the Rambam in the Mara and the Vilchim explains, because we may think that what we're saying represents praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what we're saying really does not represent the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're not able to understand all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if we follow the formula that Chazal established, so we're following their formula. Fantastic. But we have no right to do anything else. So we learned a marshal about the Gemara compared it to a very wealthy person, and with praising him, and we don't really explain what his wealth means. And that's the same in our Gemara. One is that we, as much as we praise him, we haven't really scratched the surface. And the other pshat is that what we may think is a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really not a praise. This person, just like he thought he's praising this wealthy man, but he really wasn't praising him. He was actually insulting him. So too, we don't know what represents a proper way of articulating a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the safest thing is to do only what Chazal allowed us to do. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanina, Hakol B'dei Shemayim. Everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chutz MiYerushamayim, except the Yerushamayim. As the Pasuk says, V'ata Yisroa Mo Hashem Shoyal Mimach, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect from us? Ki im lira. What does Yerushamayim mean? Yerushamayim means that a person has to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do whatever he wants. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Yoytza Olam. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the world. Tosfos, however, the Rei Maskil points out that the Gemara in Masechet Ksubis, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, says Hakub de Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim VePachem, that a person can't say, "Well, I'm going to go out in a cold day without wearing a coat," and Hakub de Shemayim, everything's up to Hashem. And if Hashem wants me to be sick, I'll be sick. And if not, not. Of course, a person may not say that. A person has to know that there's a nature, there's a teva to the world. Or pachim, if he goes to a place where it's dangerous, and say, "Well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to get hurt, nothing will happen." Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that if you go to a place that you're dangerous, you will be in danger. Says Tosfos, our Gemara is referring to hashkofa. The hashkofa that we have in life has to be, everything is controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we speak about a person's hashkofa, a person's action, a person's attitudes. When the Gemara says tzinim v'pachim, that's not speaking about attitudes. That's speaking about the way we live. It says the Gemara, but if we look at, ask the Gemara, if we look in the words of the Pasuk, it says, ki im lira. Just the only thing we expect of you is Yerushalayim, as if Yerushalayim is not something that's significant. Bechlal, the Yira Milsa Zutrasihi, is Yira not significant? Answers the Gemara, in. Lagaba Moshe Rabbeinu Milsa Zutrasihi. Regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not that significant. Says the Gemara with a Moshel. Moshel Ma'adam Shemvakshim and a Kli Godl V'yeshloi. If I need to borrow a large vessel for somebody, and the person who I'm asking from has it, so it's not a big deal, and he could certainly lend it to me. However, if I ask somebody even for a cotton, for a small vessel, but the person from whom I'm asking this doesn't have such a vessel, it's like I'm asking for a big vessel. So by Moshe Rabbeinu was small, so that's Yerushalayim was not a big deal by Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why it's considered not by Shabbat to say ki im. So of course everybody asked the question that, so if by Moshe Rabbeinu it wasn't a big deal, why does that have to do with us? So the Nesivus answers, he says, if somebody was asked to take something as a gift to the king, and they keep on talking about how much should be taking to the king. So they say, would $1,000 be enough? Or do we need to take more and more? So he explains the same thing over here, that if a person, if in a place where it's easy to find money, so if you say a number, they'll say that's not significant. Because here, we Baruch Hashem wealthy. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu was wealthy in Yerushalayim. And since Moshe Rabbeinu was wealthy in Yerushalayim, his attitude became that everybody could get Yerushalayim. And I think the way to add it, to explain this, is as the Shloss says, Moshe Rabbeinu also epitomized another. Moshe Rabbeinu epitomized modesty. So if by Moshe Rabbeinu, Yerushalayim came easy, he didn't think, well, if Yerushalayim comes easy to me, it must be that Yerushalayim comes easy to everyone else. That isn't Moshe Rabbeinu assumed that if it came easy to him, it came easy to everyone else, not realizing that he was on a totally different, not realizing that he was in a different madrega. I saw that the Sefer Avir Yaakov explains, Hakub de Shemayim Chutz, Yerushalayim. So he explains that chutz is describing what we do in life. Hakub de Shemayim, everything we do, even the chutz, even things which are not directly avodas Hashem, learning, davening, everything we should do should be Yerushalayim. Everything that motivates us should be with Yerushalayim. And I saw that the Imri Emes says, what's pshat? Hakub de Shemayim chutz mi Yerushalayim. Shnem v'at yusor ma Hashem shomach ki im lira. The pasuk continues. L'lechas b'chol drachav v'l'hava yusor la'avoid. The pasuk says l'lechas. How is a person going to grow Lelechus. How's a person going to grow in his Avodas Hashem? The way a person grows in his Avodas Hashem is with Yerushmaim. A similar pshat that I saw for the Michas Elazar. The Michas Elazar says that we know it says, Emolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi Ein Yocholoi. If a person did not have Siyata Deshmaya, then he can never get anywhere. But what is the key to get Yerushmaim? What is the key to get Siyata Deshmaya? The key to get Siyata Deshmaya is Yerushmaim. The person who has Yerushmaim will be Zoicha to Siyata Deshmaya. Another pshat that I saw to that question that we asked, just because it was a Milsa Zutrasi, just because it wasn't so significant by Moshe Rabbeinu, what does that have to do with us? Is similar to the pshat that we said before. What it means to say is that Moshe Rabbeinu, how did Moshe Rabbeinu reach his level of Yerushmaim? The way he reached his level on Yerushmaim is that he had anova. He was a modest, humble person. A person who's modest and humble could achieve Yerushmaim. And the Gemara is teaching us that just like Moshe Rabbeinu was able to reach Yerushmaim through that midah of modesty, all of us could reach that level that way. We go back to the halacha that we started the Mishnah with, about somebody who says moidim moidim. So says the Gemara, the same halacha applies. Amar Rav Zeira, oim shma shma. If somebody says shma twice, koim moidim moidim dami, and he may not daven that way. The Achroinim ask, so why did the Mishnah speak about moidim? The Mishnah should have spoken about shma. If anything, shma is recited in our tefillah twice, before we say moidim. So why did the Mishnah pick moidim, not shma? So the answer, if we would have only have learned the halacha about shma and the Mishnah, we would have assumed that this halacha only is by shma. Which, of course, we would understand, given that shma is the declaration of the fundamentals of our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But maybe this halacha does not apply by moidim. That's why our Mishnah had to say that this halacha applies by moidim, and as our Gemara teaches us, that that's the same by shma. Ask the Gemara, we learned the Masechta Brachos, Meisvei, the Braisa teaches us, HaKadosh Shema V'Koifla, if somebody repeats saying shma, HaRezeh Maguna. So isn't that an indication? Maguna Dahava, it's not nice. But we don't make you remain silent for saying it. Answers the Gemara Loikasha. If you said that each word of the Shema twice, so it's Maguna. It's not a person, it's not the nice way to say it, repeating every word. This way Rashi learns, but if you say the entire Pasuk, and then you repeat the entire Pasuk again, that is unacceptable, Mishatkinoisai. Because by saying the second pasuk, saying the pasuk twice, it seems to indicate that you're believing that there's two gods. Of course, the Rabbeinu Hanano learns just the opposite. And he says, if you repeat each word, that's where it's unacceptable. If you say it, if you repeat the entire pasuk, it's Maguna. Amalei Rabbah Rava. Why are we so quick to say that if somebody says Shema twice, it's not acceptable? Why? Maybe what he went to do was he didn't have the proper kavana the first time. And we know specifically by the first pasuk of Shema, you have to have kavana. And if you don't have kavana, you have to repeat it. So that's why, so he's repeating the Shema just for kavana purposes. Amalei, so Rava respond to it. Chavrusa klap shmaya, is that the way we speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Eloi mechaven datei, how do you approach saying the Shema without the proper kavana? Mechinele bazafta de nafchad mechaven datei. We hit him until you have the proper kavana. And of course, he's supposed to have the proper kavana. So the Paiskim say, now that we've established that there's a difference in halacha, if you repeat each word or you repeat the entire declaration, the same thing would be by Moidim, that we began the shir saying, the Mishnah saying that one may not say Moedim twice. There'll be a difference if you say each word of the Moedim versus if somebody says the entire sentence of the Moedim. The Machlokes of Rashi and Rebbeinu Chananel, as we said. So here we're learning that it's the person repeated the Shema because he didn't have the Kavana, then that's not acceptable. You should have had the Kavana. So Ritva quotes the Yerushalmi that if somebody is davening b'yichidus, the concern that repeating Shema is only when you're davening b'tzibur, that people will think that you believe that there are two gods, chas v'shalom. When you daven b'yichidus, you don't have that problem. Still, says the Ritva, a person, even when he's davening b'yichidus, should try to prepare himself before he says the Shema to have the proper kavana, that he shouldn't come to a situation that he's going to say Shema twice. So Taisus discusses that we know when it comes to Matzah Yom Kippur, and we come to the end of Yom Kippur, we say many psukim over and over. So of course the minig everywhere is that we should not repeat Shema twice. The Rabbeinu Yoina says that part of their minig was that they did repeat Shema twice, but he says that's not way we should daven, that we should say, the Taz says, we say Baruch Shem, we say Hashem Melech, but we don't say Shema twice. Similarly, says the Yishalmi, that when somebody answers a bracha, he should not say Amen twice, because again, the same concern, why are you saying Amen twice? Even though we do find in Tehillim that David HaMelech says Amen twice, David HaMelech made that part of the Nusach HaTefillah. But when we say Amen, we should say it only once. The Prima Gadim, however, says that we know that Amen has two meanings. One means that we're saying that whatever we asked for should happen. And the other thing we're saying is that how we believe that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do whatever he wants to do. So since Amen has these Amuna, so since Amen has these two meanings, he suggests that you're allowed to say Amen. There are Paiskim that twice. There are Paiskim that suggest there's a difference. If you say Amen, Amen twice, it's unacceptable. But if you say Amen, the Amen, then the halacha is that you're allowed to say it twice. Of course, I saw the Paiskim ask, if we're being so careful about not saying Shema twice, we know, we've spoken about this, there's an obligation of Shnai Mikvech Targum. So when we're going to do Shnai Mikvech Targum on the Pasuk Shema, we're saying it twice. So the answer, of course, is that whenever a person is doing what the halacha requires of him to do, that is not considered an Aveira. Only time it's considered a concern is if you do something that the halacha didn't tell you to do. Here, our Gemara was very clear about teaching us about saying Shema twice. We discussed in the Mishnah about saying Moedim twice. The Shaal Zetshuvas Maram Shik, Eirech Chaim, Simen Lam and Aleph, says that this halacha applies to every word of the davening. Every word of the davening was established by Chazal, and they established that we should say the way it's supposed to be said, and one should never repeat words of the tefillah. And so too is the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. Besides that, the Aruch HaShulchan discusses that it's a hefsek if you're saying words that you're not supposed to say. Chazal made a nusach of the tefillah, and since Chazal made a nusach of the tefillah, we have no right to change that nusach. We have to say the nusach the way Chazal established. I also saw that there are poskim that suggest when one davens in such a way, repeating the words, he's turning the tefillah into a concert. But tefillah is not a concert. Tefillah, the purpose of a tefillah is that we should daven to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu and use it as a time of reflection and closeness to Hashem. It's not a concert. We learned in the Mishnah Mechana Barayas, if somebody says that the parsha of Arayas that's said in the Torah doesn't really, should not be defined literally, if he said, what does that mean? He says that the Torah means don't speak don't speak badly about your parents. Means don't marry a non-Jewish woman. He says, we've learned earlier in our perek that the way they used to do Kriyas HaTorah was that they read the Pasuk and then the Meturgamin would interpret the Pasuk. Says the Mishnah Maaser Reuven, the story of Reuven and the Pasuk, where he moved the bed of his father, Nikra, may be read V'loy Metargim, but we're not Metargim it because it's very embarrassing to Reuven. Similarly, Maaser Tamar, the story between Tamar and Yehuda, says the Mishnah Nikra Metargim. Maaser Egel Arishin, the story of what happened with Klal Yisrael with the Egel, Nikra Metargim. But the Sheni, that's when the Pasuk describes what happened. But then, when Aaron repeated to Moshe Rabbeinu what happened, that should be Nikra V'loy Metargim. Because in that parasha, there's a Pasuk of Yetzeh Egel Azeh, as if the Egel came out by itself. And somebody who hears that Pasuk, may make the mistake and believe that the Egel also is a god, the proof being that it came out by itself. And the Rishonim also say, so maybe we should interpret the entire parsha, just leave out that Pasuk. So they explain, if we're going to do that, then the person who's following the Chumash is going to see that Pasuk was left out. And that's only going to get him more curious and will only cause more of a possible mistake. Birkus Kahanim, or Maaser Dovid V'Anan, the Amnon, who was the son of Dovid HaMelech, who violated his sister Tama, all of these on the Kroim V'Loim Metargimim, that they're read, but we're not metargim them. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Eim Aftiner B'Merkava. We know that in Yecheskel, the Torah speaks about the Maaser Merkava, as he saw the Kisa Mishriach. And these are very difficult concepts for people to understand, and therefore, Eim Aftiner B'Merkava. Rabbi Yehuda Matter, Rabbi Yehuda says, we may. He says that a person will, if again, like we learned a moment ago, sometimes not saying something is worse than saying it. And if we're going to avoid saying it, it's going to cause people to ask questions that they shouldn't ask. It's from people whom they shouldn't ask from. Rabbi Elazar Me'im Aftirim B'Hoydes Yerushalayim. We don't speak about Hoydes Yerushalayim, which speaks about the gnus of Yerushalayim, and we don't ever want to speak badly about Yerushalayim. Tanah Rabbanan, Yesh Nekroim Metargimim, there are parshas that we read and we say the Targum, V'yesh Nekroim V'loim Metargimim, V'yesh Loi Nekroim V'loim Metargimim, Eilu Nekroim Metargimim, Balat Akon Nashba Simen, Mas Bereshis, the Mas Bereshis is Nekroim Metargim. Ask the Gemara, Pshita, why would we think that Parsha Bereshis should be excluded? Answers the Gemara, Mada Taima, if we're going to start being the Targum da Parsha, also Lishyule, the people who hear the Targum are going to begin to ask questions about Lamala, what's above, Malamata, what's below, Malafnim, what was there before the creation of the world, Mala Ocher, what's going to be after the creation of the world, which are all questions that we're not allowed to ask. For example, we speak about what was there before the creation of the world. We know that the world was Tayu V'Fayu. The world was nothing. And these are concepts that are very difficult to understand. These are concepts as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't really understand what he was doing. And therefore, we shouldn't ask a question. Tosfos says, Malafnim or Malachar, is to ask what exists outside of the borders of the world. Kamash Malon, that we're not concerned. We're supposed to learn and again, using the same concept, to hiding from learning is not the way to go. People who are asked questions we're supposed to try to teach them whatever we can. And if we don't know, we say we don't know. Maser Loit v'shtei b'naisov, how Loit had relations with his daughters, Nikra Matargim. Says, well, Pshita, why not? Answers the Gemara. Maratema Nechlesh Chvayda Tavrom. We know that Loit was Avram Avinu's nephew, and therefore it's embarrassing that his nephew had relations with his daughters. Maratema Nechlesh Chvayda Tavrom, Kamash Malon. Maser Tom of Yehuda, Nikra Matargim. Says the Gemara, Ken, Pshita, why not? Answers the Gemara, Madu Tema Leichus Lechvoida de Yehuda. We should be concerned about the covet of Yehuda, that Yehuda had relations with his daughter-in-law. Kamash Malon, the Shvuchile. We look at the positive. And the positive is that he did admit that he did the wrong thing. Tzotka Mimeni. So the question the Masha asks is that we learned in the Mishnah the story of Reuven, we don't interpret. But Reuven also did tshuva for that story. So why don't we mention it? So the Masha answers, Reuven only did tshuva after he saw the story how Yehuda did tshuva. He did not do tshuva on his own. Yehuda did tshuva on his own. And therefore, Yehuda deserves the praise. Reuven isn't on that madrega. Maisa Egel Rishon, the story, the first time the Torah speaks about the Egel, Nikra Matargim. Ask the Mara Pshita, why not? Answers the Gemara, Mad Tamer Nechish L'Chvoidish L'Yisrael. We should be concerned about the honor of Klai Yisrael that they did this terrible Aveira. Kamash Malon, Koshken the Nichalei. On the contrary, we should mention it, Davele Kapara. It will cause they should have a Kapara. Because, as the Miri explains, Hoysetvar Aveira. If somebody Chas V'Shom does an Aveira, Umisbayishba, and he's embarrassed with what he did, Moichlamoi. That he has with Moichel. Another pshat that the Yavit says that Klal Yisrael, we know, only had kapara after they died. That a person should recognize that even if while he was alive, he did not have kapara for his averus, ultimately he will have kapara after he passes away, and therefore it will give him the chizik not to feel that there's no hope. Says the Gemara, Klalos Abrachas, Nekroim umetargumen. Pshita. Maritema. Nechashtoma paget that tied the tzibura. If somebody's going to hear all these klolos, he's going to have a yiyush. He's going to fall and feel, look at what's going on here. Kamash malon. So the Shem Shmuel explains, why indeed are we not concerned? So the Shem Shmuel says that if the Torah gave us the brachas and klolos, what the Torah is trying to tell us is that we all have the ability, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability that we could overcome our Yetzer Hara. And that isn't something to be upset about. That's something to be happy about, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the strength to overcome the Yetzer Hara. As Harais, V'Einshim, Nikra Matargimim. Everything that the Torah says that we're not allowed to do, all the Averis, Nikra Matargimim. Says the Mar Pshita, we need to understand what the Torah says, what we should do, what we shouldn't do. Answer the Mar Mata Tema, Nechesh Dilma Oslo Mevid Meira, that a person hears the punishment, he's only going to do what he's supposed to do out of Yira. And we know that the higher level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ahavas Hashem. And as the Rashba explains, even in Yira, there are two types of Yira. There's Yira Shemayim, where a person has fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of his greatness, and there's Yiras HaOynish. And a person is supposed to do what he's supposed to do because of Yiras Shemayim, fear of Hashem, not because of Yiras HaOynish, Kamash Malon, that still we have to, of course, know what the Torah says. Mas Amnon the Tamar, we spoke about the story, Amnon and Tamar, Nikra Umetargim. Mas Avsholem, Nikra Umetargim. Pshita, ask the Mar, of course, says the Mara, Manatema Leichus Liikre the David. Maybe we should be concerned about the honor of David. That David HaMelech had such stories in his family, Kamash Malon, that we say it. And why indeed do we say it? Because like this, we are publicizing that even if David HaMelech, Chas V'Shalom, did something inappropriate, he had a kapara. And everybody can have a kapara. Another pshat that I saw, because it's not, the focus is not David HaMelech. The focus is Avshalom. Avshalom did the wrong thing, and because Avshalom did the wrong thing, he was punished. Masa Pelagish Begiva, Nikru Metargim. Again, ask the Gemara Pshita. Answers the Gemara Matatema, Lechish, Lekvoidei de Binyamin. What happened there, how the people in the city raped a woman, and the war that ensued, all because of that, Kamash Malon, that we have to teach the halacha. Hoydes Yishalayim Tavasel, Nikum Etagim, Mad Pshita, answered Gemara, Lafukim and Rebbe Lezer. The Tanya Masabad Machad, Shekar Malam Rebbe Lezer, he was reading in front of Rebbe Lezer the Pasik of Hoydes Yishalayim as Tavaseha. Amalois Rebbe Lezer said, Acha Atabaydu B'Tayevis Yishalayim, before you speak so negatively about Yishalayim, say Ubedoik. Look how your mother behaved. And says the Gemara, they indeed discovered that he was a mamzer. So the Ritva explains the what's pshat in this Gemara, that even though the halacha is that, like the Chachamim, that we do read Hodes Yerushalayim, but as the Gemara says, this took place in the place where Rebbe Elazar was the Rav. And since this took place in the place where Rebbe Elazar was the Rav, he should have shown respect to Rebbe Elazar. If Rebbe Elazar is the Rav here, he have to be careful that Rebbe Elazar passed in a certain way. How are you acting differently than the local Rav? It shows that you have a level of chutzpah in you. And a person who's a chutzpah, we have to question his yichus. Veil in the crime, v'loy mitagim. Mas Reuven, nikra v'loy mitagim. Master Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Shaholach Lekavel, Vayikar Chazan Aknesses, Vehi Bishkan Yisrael, and he was reading that parasha of Reuven. Amaloi, Lemetogim Al Tetagrim El Achram, don't interpret the first part of the Pasuk that speaks about what Reuven did, just interpret the second part of the Pasuk that says, Vehi B'nei Yaakov Shnei Masr, that says that there were 12 children to Yaakov Avinu, for Shechor Chachamim, and the Chachamim praised Rav Chanina for doing so. Masa Egel Sheni, we said that the second time when Aaron repeats to Moshe Rabbeinu the entire episode of the Egel, Nikravalai Matargim, says the Gemara, ask the Bryce Gemara, Eza Masa Egel Sheni, what exactly is that included? V'yom Moshe ad v'yar Moshe. Tainim Shimon Allah's Oimer. La'olam ye Adam Zor b'tshuvosov. You have to be very careful how you answer a question. Because the way Aaron responded to Moshe, Pakram Aaron, it caused the people should question and start worshipping Avodah Zarah. Shenemar, because the Pasuk, as we said when we learned the Mishnah, Aaron said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Veshtecheu Be'esh, V'yetze Egel Azeh, to teach us that one can mistake and believe that the Egel came out by mistake. So the Ben Yoyada explains that there's two lessons here. One lesson here is, as much as one is supposed to be brief in his comments, you have to be also not too brief. And here, by being brief, there was a mistake made. One can come to make a mistake, Chas V'Shalom. Another shot that the Ben Yoyada says, if I'm speaking to somebody, and I know that this person understands the way I'm expressing myself, I always need to be concerned that there may be someone else overhearing that conversation who doesn't have that ability to understand what I'm saying. And therefore, be careful what you say publicly. Birks Ganim, the Koran Velem Tagimim, my Tamim Shum Diksiv, that says in Birks Ganim, Yisra Shem Panav Eilecha, and people are going to question, because the Pasuk says, Ashlo Yisra Panim, Velo Yikach Shoichat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats everybody equally. And he's not going to remember that the Gemara says in Masech the Brachos that the Malach Davchafa Mebeis, the Malach Esharis asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu this question. How do you show favoritism to Klal Yisrael? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Eich lo es upon him. How can I not act that way? That I said, V'chalta v'savata v'rachta. That you only say Brichas Hamazon if you're satiated. V'hei medagding al atzmam, and they're careful, I'll Kazayas, even if they eat this kebay, they eat the smallest amount. Not everybody will understand that. And people will not understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing favoritism to Klal Yisrael. Masa Dovah V'Amin Loin Nekroim V'Loin Metagmim. Ask the Gemara, but we just learned the Braisa, V'Amin Maisa Amin V'Tarma Nikum Metagmim. Answers the Gemara, Loi Kasha. The pasuk that says Amnon ben David, which represents a terrible embarrassment to David, should not be read. Ha, the Ksiv Amnon Stama, where David HaMelech is not mentioned, that may be read. Tana Rabbanan, Kol HaMekrois, Aksum Metayr L'Gnai. There are words in the Torah that are not such nice words. Karnas L'Shvach, we should read those words in a nicer way. It says in the Teichacha, Parshas Kesava, Ish Acher Yishkovena. Yishol Glena, but we read it Yishkovena. The Torah says Bafoilim, which means hemorrhoids. We use the words Tchayrim, again, is a nicer word. Heryoinim, the Tosfos speaks about Heryoinim, the waste that comes out of the body, and we say Divyoinim. Lechles Chareyim, the Pasuk says Lechles Chareyim, Ulik Shtois Esmei Mishneyim, and the way we read it is Lechles Tsoyosom, Ulishtois Esmei Mereglayim. The Pasuk says Lemachros, again, it refers to the rectum. A nice word is lemetzois. Rishim and koychem lemachrois kishmon neishu gnei laveres kachavim. When we're speaking negatively about the avodah zara, we're allowed to. And in fact, says Rav Nachman, kol tzunos asura. A person is not allowed to act in a way of litzonus, of lack of seriousness. Chubar melitzunos tzunos laveres kachavim d'sharya. That is permitted. The ksiv, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, the pasuk is saying as if the avodah zarah needed to go to the bathroom, it was full of waste. And the Mechzalazah says that not only are we allowed to do it, it's a mitzvah to do it. A person should realize what avodah zarah represents. Where do we know that we're allowed to embarrass avodah zarah? The pasuk says, "Legol space oven yaguran shach shchein shchein shamram ki oval olav amay chmarav olav yigila al kvoide ki gol memano al tikri kvoide al kvoide." As if the what he's carrying the waste. Amar avununam rechmarich meshmeider v'akubreider avika shalachle lebay yisrael lememalei. A person is allowed to say lev kachavim shakle lavaris kachavim. Take the avodah zarah v'anche. Put it on your rectum. Amar Vashi, Haiman the Sonei Shemuei. If there's rumors about a person that he acts in an immoral fashion, Shori Levzuye, then we're allowed to embarrass him. Begimel Shin, by saying that he is the child, that he's maybe a mamzer. Haiman the Shapa Shemuei, but somebody who they say nice things about him, Shori Leshvuche. We're allowed to praise him. And furthermore, says the Gemara, Oman de Shabche, and somebody who praises such an individual, Yunuchalai Breichus Aroshoi, may he be blessed. So the Tver Shloim explains that what the Gemara means to teach us here is that when a person speaks about stories about tzaddikim, when somebody says stories about tzaddikim, that causes us to be better. And that's why it's the right, that's why it's the most appropriate thing to do. Of course, the Mashal asks a question that the Gemara says that one should not praise the person. The Gemara Masechta Baba Basra Daf Kuf Samach Dalid Shemitoich Shvachei. If you start to praise him, you may come to embarrass him. Yet in our Gemara, we're saying that you are Manda Shabbos Shemunei Shori L'Shvuchei. So Mashal says that it means excessive praise. If you praise him excessively, then you have a problem. Other Rishonim say that it's only a problem if you praise such a person in front of people who don't like him. That if it's a person that, if you're saying this in front of a person who doesn't like him, so the person is going to say he's not such a great person, he's going to come to embarrass him. But if you're not saying it in front of a person who is going to has any problem with this individual, of course we shall praise great people, because by praising great people we learn from them and will act as they act. Hanrolach HaKoyres Megillah Oymed, Hanrolach HaKoyres Megillah Oymed, Hanrolach HaKoyres Megillah Oymed.